If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go. This is Cher Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Presented by Paul Davis Restoration. Paul Davis Restoration. Charlotte.PaulDavis.com. We're going to be touch and go during Cher Funny today because we're just barely hanging on with Alexis and her neck. Like, we don't know if she's going to be able to continue because... she's been dealing with a crink in her neck, as she put it, and had to go get a massage, a neuro massage yesterday. No, kidding. But I didn't know that you could find a massage place that welcomed walk-ins on Sunday.
Well,
it was difficult.
I called beforehand.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was. All the places were booked pretty much, or don't take reservations the same day or appointments. I don't know, but I was struggling.
But now it was feeling better, but now it's back to being bad.
No, it's feeling a lot better than it was, but it still hurts.
Okay, are you supposed to go back for a follow-up massage?
No.
No?
I don't think they do that.
Do you put ice on that when you get a... because I have had a bad crink in my neck for weeks. I try to stretch it out and stuff, but do you put ice on that? Like you would a regular pulled muscle or something?
Couldn't you alternate? Like
ice and heat
ice, heat and ice?
Yeah, so I put ice and then I had a heating pad, but I think they were like old heating pads because they didn't
get hot.
So then what I did was, so what happened was, I took a rag and I wet it and I put it in the microwave.
Oh.
That works, right?
Yeah, I guess. Mm. But yeah, it seemed like for a pulled muscle, heat would be better for it than...
No, it's...
I don't know. Is it the alternating thing you're supposed to do?
Yeah, okay. I think so. But you can put some Icy Hot on it.
Yeah,
you can rub it down in Icy Hot and walk around smelling
it. Icy Hot just smells like old people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I got bad news for you, Alexis. You're not going to like to hear this, but you're an old person.
No. Yeah.
And you need it.
What you are experiencing at this moment is one of those signs that you are getting older in life.
Oh. You got a crink in your neck.
That's how
that is. I've said this before, but that's how I knew I'd been in a band for a long time because we're waiting to go on stage. I'm thinking, why do I smell like Ben Gay? And it was Shane, our drummer, going, "Hey man, I'm getting old. I gotta loosen up the elbows."
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
I want to go be walking around smelling like Icy Hot, yeah, like my grandma.
Well, you're not walking around anywhere. You were at home.
You're just at home.
Your cat is smelling it.
Yeah. There's an old person here.
So I feel like I pulled something and my neck and my back hurt so bad.
My neck and my back hurt so bad.
Listen, I try to get up in the morning.
That's way different from the way you used to talk about your neck and your back when you were in the club.
I was pop locking and dropping.
You mean my neck?
I can't do that no more.
Yeah.
I would pull something if I try to do that.
And that is something old people say right there. That there be no doubt, that is come from an old person. That's an old person statement. I can't do that no more. I got to pull something.
I don't like this getting old business. I'm
so
not a fan.
How do you think you pulled your neck and your back from working out?
At the gym on Friday.
Cleaning it?
Shut up.
You're
annoying.
That is harsh.
I say that, but my son's actual job is cleaning a gym.
He was cleaning after his own graduation party. That was kind of, I don't know how I felt. That was very nice of him, but I was like, he shouldn't have to do that.
Because he was raised right.
Yeah.
True.
He knows where the stuff is.
Yeah.
The party was over.
I would hate that, though.
End of the party. His time was during the party.
And he asked me why I wasn't helping. I was like, I just got here. I didn't even sit in the chair.
You're like, this is not, I don't work here.
He was like, why aren't you helping? I was like, well, I just got here and I didn't sit on a chair, but then I did. I took one chair back.
Yeah. Which was I greatly appreciated.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Mm-hmm. Now, we also have provided, I think, an uncomfortable, maybe unworkable environment for Riggins. Well, we didn't create it. It just happened to get created. What? I think this is the second work day in a row that he has not been able to get a diet beverage from the machine because they're out of diet beverages.
I can't believe there are no diet beverages in that machine at all.
Oh, they're slowly running out of everything.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the Starbucks in there anymore.
The schedule is pretty solid. I mean, you never see things that are out
in
the machines, snack or drink, but there was no Diet Cokes. I love a Diet Coke.
And so the other day you had to have a Mountain Dew, like a typical redneck.
You little redneck kid, like chocolate pudding on my face. But yeah, and that was horrible.
Yeah.
I hated it. It was not good. So today.
Today you got a DP.
A DP. Short for Donkey Puncher, get it? King Donko of Punchstania. People call me DP.
Okay.
So do you like the DP better than the Mountain Dew?
Yeah, way better.
Hmm.
Oh, I should have gotten a Sprite, maybe.
Is that a straight up DP or is that a diet DP?
No, it's regular.
Yeah, they have no diet.
There's no diet drinks in there at all.
Okay.
No.
It's good, though. It is good. DP. My dad owns a dealership. He will totally hook you up.
DP.
Bro.
Mm-hmm. So are they running out of snacks in the machine, too? Is it the same company that delivers snacks and beverages?
It is the same company.
I think so. Yeah. So there's some empty slots over there. They try out new stuff in there. They've got something called... Is it D's Nuts or something? Yeah. There really is like a company.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah,
there
it's
is.
Like D's Nuts?
D's Nuts, I think. And it's like pepperoni sticks or something.
Well, why...
I don't know. I'll have to look that up just to double check. But well, I was like, is that called D's Nuts?
D's Nuts has to branch out into other things other than D's Nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to get some D's pepperoni sticks.
D's Nuts.
Don't have the same ring to them.
This is what they are. D's Nuts meat bites.
Ew.
Rob said it's,
I don't like that.
Rob said it's Deets. Not D's.
Whatever. Deets. If you look at it, you don't read it like Deets. It's D's Nuts.
D's Nuts meat bites. No thanks.
Yeah.
Count me out of that one.
No, thanks.
Gotcha.
Yuck.
So is it Dietz, like Dietz and Watson meats? Like there's a...
Is there a company called Dietz and Watson?
Yeah. Yeah.
But they I think... if why would you not call them Dietz and Watson? They call them Dietz Nuts to get your attention. I'm sure of it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they're capitalized.
Well, maybe this is just some project that Dietz wanted to split away from Watson.
You know, you look at that, you go, oh, that's D's Nuts.
Yeah, well, it is Dietz and Watson. See the logo at the top?
Yep.
Yeah.
Dietz Nuts, honey maple smoked sausage meat bites.
Ugh. I think that's what those are in the machine.
They've got T-shirts, I heart Dietz Nuts.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't even think to pronounce it like that. I thought it would be Diet's Nuts.
Okay, wait though.
Yeah,
D-I-E-T-Z. You would be right. Diet.
But it's like
nuts.
A cool diet because it has a C at the end.
It's a diet nut.
Diet's
but
nuts.
Why are they calling meat nuts?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
If they were a like say it's Planters, you know, like a company like that that makes nuts, and they called them Dietz Nuts, but.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We think like to think of them as the world's first meat nuts. So they're fully embracing.
Okay, they're just meat nuts. They're making everything a nut. Meat nuts.
Yuck. But it's like you're really stretching to try to have a clever name here.
Yeah. You're trying.
I mean that because it, you know, it's got to have some sort of a kinship to what it actually is.
Yeah,
these nuts.
I had meat nuts once, and it was uncomfortable.
You, what? Okay.
Wait, what do they have related products? The Dietz Nuts trucker hat and the fanny pack. And, of course, the tote along with the T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. It even looks like a nut sack. Love that.
The heart's turned upside down.
Their heart is upside down. See, that's where they lost me. That's a little bit too much for
me. I'm sure the Watson family is like, oh, my God. Like, okay. You know, we don't make the decisions anymore. You're throwing our name on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some 20-year-old intern's like, what about Deets Nuts? Okay. Hashtag Deets Nuts.
The social media campaign.
Yeah.
He's presenting it in the media like
huge.
That.
Be huffing huge.
I guess.
Check it out, bro.
Listen to the kids, right?
Deets Nuts, man. But what does it say? Classy in the streets, but a freak with the meat.
Ew. It's getting worse and worse. Ew.
Yeah, I wonder if they if you can track their sales.
Yeah, has it exploded after all this stuff? You've seen Deets Nuts. You've tasted Deets Nuts. Now you can wear Deets Nuts. Love that. It's like a free commercial we're doing for Deets Nuts.
Right. Yeah. That's what I want. I want my dog to have a Deets Nuts collar.
Yeah.
To wear around everywhere.
Sick. Who's going to have a hot dog blanket? Like, that's not cute.
But they're not even. Okay, I'm being too literal here. But why would anybody not stop and go, well, wait, it's meat. It's not nuts.
It's not. Yeah, but it's exciting.
Well, your nuts are meat, basically.
All right, let's see. Damn. Deets Nuts does over $500 million a year in sales.
Body by Bacon. I do like that bathing suit, though. Body by Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see what their
Deets Nuts.
I'm trying to find out their year-to-year sales.
I mean, I'm not doubting that they have a quality-tasting product. Yeah. Because Deets and Watson, I think, is more expensive in the deli counter than others.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are, you know, they're up there.
Yeah.
A lot more expensive than the store brand or whatever. Let's see. I don't know. Are they as expensive as Boar's Head?
Can't be. Boar's Head is
expensive.
Yeah, it's like fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Boar's Head.
Yeah, but the name is so not fancy. Boar's Head.
I know.
We get Boar's Head meats. Like hog head cheese.
Oh.
Boar's Head makes me think of like Renaissance times, though.
It doesn't?
Yeah. Because I feel like that's when they used to eat boar back then.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Well, you know what a boar is?
Yeah, it's like a pig, like a hairy one, right?
It's a male pig.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Well, I was kind of right.
A boar and a sow is a female pig.
Sow? S-O-W?
Yeah.
Megan just tweeted us and said, nothing like a good conversation about nuts on the way to work. Well.
Yeah, no?
You're welcome, Megan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You are welcome. But yeah, apparently this is a pretty successful company. They're doing about $500 million a year in sales. One thing said $226 million, another said $500 million. But either way, they're
a lot of money.
They're doing pretty good. They got about 1,000 employees.
Wait, I think they're that means male.
Boar?
Yeah.
I was just gonna ask, does that mean that all male pigs have those tusks?
No. No, those are a wild boar has tusks.
And they're hairy, aren't they?
Yeah.
They do not. talk about these nuts.
Gross. That's nasty.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
Hey, it's funny, you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, we're about to learn y'all more about some pigs in just a minute. But first, Paul Davis Restoration. If you got some storm damage you need cleaned up, water damage, you know, in case there had been a flood or something, mold removal, fire damage, all of that stuff. Paul Davis Emergency Services and their technicians know specifically what is needed to repair and rebuild the property. And they will show up El Quico. I mean, surprisingly fast is their service. So if you need Paul Davis, which, I mean, sounds like at some point or another, everyone will need Paul Davis. Go to charlotte.pauldavis.com. Doesn't matter where you live. You don't live in Charlotte, don't worry about it. They can handle it. Charlotte.pauldavis.com. Now, pigs. I'm about to learn y'all about some pigs.
All right.
Okay, a boar refers to a pig of any kind domestic pig that has not been castrated. That's a boar.
Male or female?
Right. No, okay. No. No, only a male pig. Can be, yeah, right, it's a male pig that has not been castrated.
That means they snip, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly, a pig that has been castrated is called a gilt. Like it's, I think is what it's called, or gelding, something like that. Maybe not. But then a boar refers to wild pigs of any sex. They're all wild boars is what they would usually be called. Hmm. Now, there's a phrase that says, old phrase that says, you're about as useless as tits on a boar hog, which means it's a male pig that has boobies. They're useless because they can't feed anything or have no purpose. So that's an insult if somebody tells you you're about as useless as tits on a boar hog.
Tits on a boar hog.
Right.
You're as useless as tits on a boar hog.
Mm-hmm. You
never heard that expression?
No.
It's a good one.
Okay. And then a female pig is called a sow.
All right.
Sow.
Do we eat both? We eat boars?
Yes, but you would want to only, you wouldn't want to eat a boar, really, as much as you would a sow, because it needs to be castrated and it makes the meat better.
Is that real life or are you just saying that?
That's real life, because when people hog hunt in the wild, they will go capture hogs and castrate them when they're little pigs. And then they grow up to, and they put a mark on them. So then when you go hunt them later, you can tell whether they're good eating. Good for eating or not.
So what's a hog?
A hog is just the pig in general, the swine in general.
So it doesn't matter the sex, female or male?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's very confusing terms here for a pig. Mm-hmm. Too many of them. A sow, a hog, a boar, a wild boar. What else? Pig?
Well, yeah. So you see?
Look at you, learning stuff today.
You got to learn something. Already,
they use them to find truffles, too.
Yeah, they do.
Facts.
Which are overrated.
Mm-mm, they're not.
Truffles are way overrated.
Way overrated.
You guys are I'm with just you. Don't know.
Mm.
What do we not know?
Just good things.
Oh.
Riggins, do you find truffle fries to be overrated?
I can't taste the difference.
That's right, so then they're overrated.
Yeah, I don't
like if you took the Parmesan cheese and sprinkled it over regular fries that were fried in Crisco or something, would you be able to tell the difference?
That's the truffle only, oil. We were at some place and they had truffle fries. They were good fries, but I didn't notice like.
Yeah. Did you do a side by side?
No, I don't recall that we did.
All right, then.
But they were just good cheese fries. I don't recall them being.
Well, I can tell you the difference in the two. World. Crisco's by God American.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That makes them better than some French bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Truffles.
Please, using truffle oil, it makes anything taste decadent.
It does?
Yes, it does.
Mm. There's no way Chick-fil-A could switch from peanut oil to truffle oil and make their nuggets and chicken tenders taste better.
Mm. How do you know? You haven't tried it.
Have you?
Nope.
But then you don't know either.
Yeah.
Never said I did.
Yes, you did.
Uh-uh.
You just did. You said everything's better.
Well, I mean, yeah. Okay, I did say that.
You know what?
I did. You're right, actually.
Of course
that's
I did.
That's a great argument. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah. I didn't say that. Yeah, I did. I'm confused.
So, now what you got?
Yeah, any other smart-ass remarks, Alexis?
I just feel bad for y'all.
Because we don't know?
Because you're... palettes aren't refined.
Oh,
well, okay. That's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would. Yeah, I mean, his is.
What you talking about?
I did get some truffle hot sauce for Christmas. I think my brother gave it to me or something. It was called Truff, and it was truffle hot sauce, and it was horrible. It was terrible. It was really
truffle
not good.
Hot sauce.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna put truffle in hot sauce.
Which brother?
Which one do you think?
Matt.
No.
Oh,
Kevin.
I would have gone mad on that.
No. He'd be like,
"Oh, Kevin," because it's more earthy and
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like hot sauce anyways. I don't even have a bottle of hot sauce in my house. I've never bought a bottle of hot sauce in my life.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Is there anything that you do, Riggins, that your brothers think is bullshit? Because you seem to be the most down-to-earth of the three of them. From the standpoint of, you know, like you said, Kevin's into very earthy, organic type things, and then Matt's on his own planet sometimes.
But Riggins seems to also be the most critical of any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tie between me and Matt. He is ruthless, and he's mean about it. And I can be kind of mean about it if I'm criticizing something. But I don't know. That would be a good question to ask him. What do I do that you think is so ridiculous? I don't know what they would say.
Over tipping? Would they think that that's crazy?
Maybe, yeah. That might be one.
Have you over tipped anybody lately?
Every day. I mean, my dog walker, every day.
But I mean, to the point where you can't face them anymore because you can't continue the level of tipping that you set.
And that's tough. No. Yeah, it's terrible.
That is one of the best stories ever, though, that you can't go back to the hairdresser because you tipped her so much. Yeah. You're embarrassed.
Yeah.
Especially because she probably did not think about it like that.
No. I just didn't want to do it again.
Yeah.
But I think it's been long enough now that you've broken the cycle. That was at Christmas, right?
It's maybe June or July of last year.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's been a year.
Long time ago.
Well, why were you tipping her so much then?
I think.
I thought it was a Christmas thing.
I know.
That you could put it off on being a Christmas bonus kind of thing.
You know what? It was maybe after July or something. But, you know, I hadn't had human contact. It was right in the middle of the pandemic. And she was like, you know, doing all the, you know, she's washing my hair and putting her boobs in my face. And it was just like I was in love there for a second. That human contact that I had been missing, I think that's probably played a part. And then I'm like, oh, she's single. Oh my God, she's got a dog. She's interested in my dog. She's asking me all the right questions. So, you know, she gives you, and that's what all hairstylists probably do, good ones. They make you feel comfortable and loved. And, you know, I don't know. So, you know, in the moment, I ended up tipping her 150% or something, whatever it was. So, you know what? You know, I can't say what I want to say.
But what I'm saying is...
It'll make you do crazy things.
And I'm tipping 50%.
What I'm saying, though, now, it's been long enough now, I think, that you could go back to her and her not expect that you're going to give her a 150% tip.
Just give her a regular tip.
Right?
Probably.
Yeah, just the tip.
Just the tip.
Hey.
That's what I was angling for. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, we should do that on the regular radio where people could participate and go, well, what's the most you've ever spent... just to get a date with somebody. Like, if he would have been thinking, if I give her this 150% tip, then she'll go out with me, or then I can ask her out or whatever. But how much did you spend just trying to impress the person so you could get the first date?
And you never talked to her after that, did you?
No, but I'm guilty of that. Absolutely. Yeah. You want people to love you. At least I do.
So you've spent a lot trying to get a date with somebody, trying to impress them, but to get them to like you to go on the first date?
Yeah.
Or was it money you spent on the first date?
That included.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably not much money beforehand, before the first date. Like, what would that be?
Well, for example, I used to go buy hair products that I did not need when Jody was working at the hair salon. She was in college, and her part-time job was making appointments and, you know, working at the hair salon at the desk, the front desk. So I would go in there just to have that interaction with her. But she wasn't interested in me, but the other women in there were. And she would say, hey, here comes y'all's man. Look, who wants to come wait on him?
Are you serious?
Yeah, and she would go in the back, and then one of the other hairdressers would run up there and ask me what I wanted.
But you weren't trying to talk to them.
No.
How long did it how long did that go on until you actually went on a date?
There was just various places that I would see her, and also probably a couple of months. And I didn't have the money back then to be wasting on hair products that I did, like salon priced products.
Crazy. Why did, okay, one day I had to go in. You drove. I had to go, because you actually were out of hair products and you couldn't go in and let her see you with your hair, without your hair done. So I had to go in and buy the hair products, then come back out and bring them to it.
That's so cute.
Yeah, because whenever I would go in and I didn't need it, then I looked right because I had fixed my hair right and all that shit. But then when I was really out of it, I was like, he didn't run in here for me. I can't go in there looking like this. That's
crazy.
Look at you being a good friend.
No, he drove over there. I went in and got it, came back out. He went home. And I guess then he went back and bought some on his own or something.
That's so freaking cute.
He's like, I got 7 bottles of hairspray, but I need one more.
Did you use gel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't know at the time. It wasn't until Jody and I had started dating that she told me that those other women, like the stylists, were wanting me and thinking I was hot and everything. Because if I'd have known, like, a couple of them were really hot.
Yeah.
And I would have gone after them if I would have known it.
Stop.
Don't waste my time on you.
Yeah, I'd have been like, oh, she's always in the back. She's a stock girl. Yeah. I'm going to give her, look at this one.
Trying to give me a style.
Yeah, this one looked, like she's ready to go. Yeah.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
She looked our world would have been so much different these days.
She looked like she'd been around a little while.
Hey, stop. Teach me some things.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're going to get some jail.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
What is Ace and TJ Plus? Well, it's the Ace and TJ Show. Plus, loads of extras, like the Share Funny podcast recorded live, weekdays between 9 and 10 Eastern, and available only on the Ace and TJ app. There's more Share Funny coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
So what is Ace and TJ Plus? It's the Ace and TJ Show, plus loads of extras, like the Share Funny podcast, recorded live weekdays between 9 and 10 Eastern, and available only on the Ace and TJ app. Now, back to Share Funny.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
All right, that big news. The Manscaped fourth generation trimmer is ready to go just in time for Father's Day. Actually, it's not just in time for Father's Day. Father's Day is coming up. So this would be a great gift. The 4.0, the perfect trimmer, reduces those grooming accidents thanks to the special advanced skin-safe technology. All right, so they've upgraded. It's got a multi-function on-off switch. It can engage to make it where it won't come on during the travel. It locks. It's got the big LED spotlight on it. You can turn that off now if you don't want it, which I prefer for it not to be on. It's also waterproof, so you can do all of that. If you wanted to, groom yourself in the dark or in and in the shower, you could do that all at the same time.
Yeah. Total darkness.
Yeah, a dark shower. And it also comes with extra guards now, so you can decide the length that you want everything. You know, if you want just the stubble down there, you can make that happen too. I like a 5 o'clock shadow on them.
Just enough.
There's not a single product that Manscaped makes that is not phenomenal and fantastic.
Yeah, so they've got the skin conditioners and the cleanings, you know, to get you all prepped up and all that stuff, and even cologne with the travel bag, all of that stuff. Go to manscaped.com, use promo code ACETJ, get 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped.com, promo code ACETJ, 20% off and free shipping.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
I meant to ask this earlier, and I just thought about it. Did you see, TJ, the golf tournament, the controversy at the golf tournament over the weekend?
No.
With there's a guy named John Rahm, third-ranked player in the world. He's winning this tournament. He has an incredible day Saturday. He shoots a 64. He has a six-stroke lead going into the last day. He sinks a birdie putt on 18, shakes hands with the guy that was playing the round with him. As he walks off the course, he's waved over by two guys who standing on the course in front of live CBS TV cameras and a couple thousand people who are there watching the 18th hole. They inform him, by the way, this morning's test for COVID-19 was positive and you're going to have to back out of the tournament. Cost him $1.67 million because he was going to win that tournament going away.
But he had already played all day?
He played three rounds, the fourth round on Sunday, because he's COVID positive. He immediately goes into lockdown, into quarantine, and he has to be quarantined for 10 days, which means he won't be able to play in the U.S. Open, which is this weekend as well.
And he was asymptomatic?
$1.67 million, they wouldn't let him play on Sunday. And people were saying, why not let him play by himself? It's golf. He could walk the course by himself. He had been in contact and told them, hey, I came in contact with somebody with COVID. And they tested him every day. He was negative every day until Saturday. Tested him twice to make sure it wasn't a false positive. But he was steering clear of all the other participants in the locker room. He wasn't using the locker room. And he was distancing himself safely from everybody on the practice tee and all that kind of stuff. So he wasn't around anybody. And they wouldn't let him play on Sunday. And it cost him $1.67 million. It was insane the way it all went down. And then they told him right there in front of everybody without telling anybody else what was going on. So people are watching. Like, what's going on? He's been over with his hands on his knees.
Doubles over.
Yeah. Just like, I can't believe this is happening right now. And they hadn't told anybody anything.
So they did the anal test? The anal swab test?
Right there on the 18th green.
Is that why he bent down, bent over?
That's what it looked like. He's like, I'm ready.
Huh.
This is the 19th hole.
All right. Yeah, it was just sad. It was really, really a bummer to see that it worked out that way for him.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I was too busy watching Jody's Family. Yeah, just like it's a TV show. It was just like
they loud.
Oh yeah, yeah. Everybody but my mother-in-law. She's the only cool one.
They're not as loud as you say they are.
Oh my god. You were around them for 10 minutes.
Listen, I'm Hispanic. I'm used to loud.
In a big room. You know, you're starting to use that Hispanic thing as a reason for everything.
That's not true.
You said you were late to the party because you're Hispanic, is what you said.
Okay.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
Because we late.
I didn't realize that. I didn't know that was that was part of your DNA makeup, is that you're late.
Mm-hmm.
Because of being Hispanic.
Never heard of that.
It's part of our culture.
It is. Yes. What else is part of your culture that you're going to throw at us that we don't know? It's kind of like whenever Adam, our manager, who's Jewish, takes a day off. We don't know why. He can just make up anything. Go, it's a Jewish holiday. You're like, okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you ought to... This is terrible that I'm telling you this as your manager. You ought to start using Hispanic culture tradition things to take the day off.
That's not fair. I love that idea.
You know, it's a Salvadorian rest day. Yep. Where we celebrate the rest god.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't come to work today.
It's very important to my people.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know?
It yeah. would be a disrespect to my ancestors if right. I did anything on this
my
day.
My mother said she would disown me if I don't take the day off. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to start using that. White people don't get any of that stuff. I'm going to use that. I'm like, well, I'm white, so obviously I'm late. That's what we do. Yeah. You're up late. I love that.
Hey, I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
I use the cards. Got to use the cards I got dealt. That's a card. I'm going to use
it. That card. That's the Hispanic
card. That's the Hispanic card.
Deal with it.
Yep.
And we're loud. So deal with it. That's what it is. Like,
yeah,
what
do
you
do? Loud.
You just tell people to deal with because it's, you know, it's my culture. You deal with it.
Why was being late because you're from El Salvador?
Because we tend to be late to things. What do you mean?
You didn't think of that, did you, Ace?
Yeah, I don't understand the question.
Okay.
The answer to your racist-ass question? Because we're late.
Yeah. This is what it is.
I don't know.
Ask my ancestors, not me.
Were you routinely late for work and stuff?
When I lived across the street, yeah, I was always like 3-5 minutes late. I don't consider that like late though.
Oh.
5 minutes.
Oh no.
It's not bad.
It's like, why were you late today? Well, I don't consider that late. Yeah. That's why it's tough to win an argument. Yeah. You're like, oh, hold no, you're late. You're supposed to be here at 9:00, you're here at 9:05.
No.
No, I'm not.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I guess I'm wrong. Sorry.
Like my wife's cranky grandmother. Lemon pepper is not pepper.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. But it's got a lot of pepper on it. No, it doesn't. It's got lemon pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pepper. No, it's not. It's lemon pepper. Still pepper. No. Lemon pepper is not pepper. All right. Whatever.
Sorry.
Late is not, like, 5 minutes is not late.
Yeah. That's fine.
What is late?
Like 30 minutes or more.
Oh, so as long as you're there within 30 minutes?
Is that for all people or just Hispanic people?
No, that's for all people. Hispanic people are more than that.
So if you had, as a manager at the restaurant, you had a waiter who shows up, he's supposed to be there at 10, and he shows up at 10:22, he's not late?
That's different. Because he probably has to take tables right at that time. It's different. As a manager, there's other managers there. It's not busy. You know, you have a little bit of leeway.
So for the, it's your position at the company as to whether or not it's late.
Exactly.
As TJ informed me one time, clearly there is one set of rules for the police and one set of rules for the common folk.
That's how it is. You earn the perks, you know? That's a perk.
Interesting.
Okay.
I always thought of it the other way. I always thought of it more like as the boss, you kind of set the example.
Sometimes.
No. No, you're wrong.
Do what I say, not what I do. But I've gotten better at that.
At what?
At being places on time.
Oh.
You know?
You haven't been late here in a long time.
Nope.
How long has it been since she was late?
It's
been a while because technically, you know, she's supposed to be, I don't know what time she's supposed to be, like 5:30, whatever she has to get here before the show. So she hasn't missed the start of the show in a long time.
Since that time I overslept.
Mm-hmm.
That was what, a few months ago?
No, that was like in the summer.
And then even then she wasn't even late.
Yeah. So it's fine.
So who's late? Not me.
Not me.
Y'all are early.
First of all, and that was like...
I mean, I was at home when I heard the show open begin, but I wasn't late.
And technically, I never was told a time to come in around that time. No one ever told me this is the time you have to be here. So I just sort of guessed.
Meaning which time? Like 6 in Eastern when the show starts?
No, before I came on the show full time.
Oh, well, that was Adam's deal.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Adam, no, you were full Adam's hand at that point. Yeah, no. Could ask him, but it's probably a Jewish holiday. He's not working.
What are you talking? Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's in on the trick too. It's us that look like total shitheads. We're like, why don't we have a thing? He's like, I'm Jewish, I can't be there. She's like, I'm Hispanic, I can't be there. What the hell are we doing?
Sorry.
Bunch of dorks here on time every day.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
All right, so I've come up with it, Riggins. As being white, we can use the excuse for passing gas in public.
Yeah.
We'd just be farting and go, hey, look, hey, we're white. It's what we do.
What are you talking about?
Deal with it. Deal with it.
Can't help it. It's okay, I'm white.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Racist.
I'm on, white people flatulence.
What?
Did you just shit your pants? Excuse me. I'm white.
That's what we do.
It's our thing.
Yeah. So argue with thousands of years of culture.
Yeah.
Please do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on time, though. On time shitting our pants, but still. It's who we are.
Yeah. I'm here, right? Pants full, but on time.
Yeah. Mind your business.
That's cool.
Racist.
That's fun for you guys.
Yeah, it's a blast. I haven't pooped in my pants in a long time, though.
Well, that's good.
I agree.
I mean, do we commend you for that?
Yes. Me, yes. I've been wearing these shorts that have built-in underwear, which is like life-changing. Yeah. I saw them on Instagram. I was like, I want to try these.
Built-in underwear?
Yeah, they're built-in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like sewn into them. So they're like a boxer brief that's mm-hmm. sewn in their shorter, than the short length itself. But on Saturday, I was at that graduation party you had for your son, and it was hot outside.
Yeah.
And I was getting a little, swampy standing out there, and I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. now I got to wash the shorts. You can't just wash the underwear anymore. Mm-hmm. So, and what I got going on downstairs is, it can be tragic at times. So
see, that's some white people thing.
Is it?
Yeah, built-in underwear into your shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen any. They're super comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen any black people in the ads.
No, they're all white. That. They're all bros.
Yeah.
It's like, that's like the thing. You're either golfing, you're at the beach, like playing flip cup. That's the ads they kind of show.
But what are the draws made out of inside the shorts? So they made of that Lycra and all that?
Yeah. It's like a synthetic. It's not cotton. Oh. Or it might be a cotton blend or something. Mm. But
well, I'm a cotton.
Yeah.
It's the fabric of our lives.
The touch.
The feel of cotton.
Like running shorts or any type of shorts?
These are like khakis.
Okay.
But they make, I think, bathing suit, gym shorts. They do all different kinds of shorts with the built-in underwear.
Interesting.
Yeah. But they're nice. You just throw them on, slip them off. But now I got to wash them every time. It's so not really something you want to.
But you wouldn't wash shorts every time?
No.
If you were wearing drawers underneath them?
No.
No.
You wear your shorts and your pants once, and then that's it?
I'll wear jeans a couple of times before I wash them, but if it's a pair of shorts, I'm washing those.
Yeah,
every time.
If I wear shorts like for a day or to something, I'll wash them when I get home.
What's the difference between shorts and jeans?
Jeans are more of a durable fabric, and if you wash jeans too much, it destroys them. It's bad for them. They say that you're not supposed to wash your jeans very often.
Yeah, I've heard that. Unless you shit in them.
Yeah.
And then you got to wash them.
So in other words, white people have to wash them a lot because we shit our pants.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That sucks. Not
good. But then, I don't wear drawers, so.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
He goes from naked to a shorts. It's not that difficult.
What happens if your shorts fall off one day? You don't even have anything else to, like another layer of protection.
Well, let's see. I'm 51 years old, and I've never been in a situation where my shorts just fell off.
Yeah. Hopefully he's old enough where he doesn't have friends that'll pants him in front of a crowd.
Have you ever even worried about your shorts falling off?
What if your shorts just fall off?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or you drop some hot soup on you all of a sudden and you need to take them off right away?
Well, I wouldn't take them off. It would just burn.
Ooh.
Oops. This damn hot soup that I had for a snack on my way to work this morning.
Yeah.
Oh. That's why I'm naked from the waist down. You know me and hot soup.
Just all over.
Yep.
Spilt all this queso on me. Oh my God.
You never know.
It's like hot glue.
Yeah. I got queso on my crotch. Crotch queso.
We'll get these shorts off. Oh, I can't. What am I to do?
Yeah. You don't ever go out without underwear on?
No, never.
Prude.
Mm-mm. Because I think about scenarios like that.
Spilling about queso. Hot soup.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm always running around with hot soup.
I didn't realize hot soup was that dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, it'll just peel the pants right off of you. How do you not know that, Ace? God.
This doesn't occur to me.
Well, now you guys know. So now maybe you'll think about that.
Yeah. Oh, I'll think about it. I will.
Long and hard.
That's how I'll think on it. So, Ace, you went to your mother-in-law's birthday party Saturday?
Yeah, we just had a little birthday dinner.
Did y'all go to their house and swim in their new pool?
Yeah, afterwards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, spent the night up there.
Oh.
Oh, you had a sleepover?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I got a feeling that y'all are going to become a lot closer with them now that they've got a pool. And a beach house.
Yep, it appears that way.
I don't blame you.
Although they have pointed out, if you are interested in the beach house, the priority goes to people who are paying money to go to the beach house. Mm-hmm.
Certainly. Yep. Yeah, but I remember growing up, my best friend Shannon, he wasn't my best friend as much anymore whenever he moved from the house they had where he had a pool.
Yeah.
Once they moved out into the country, they didn't put a pool in that house. I was like, all right, see ya.
What I want to be ya.
Later.
You don't got a pool no more. You're lame.
Right.
Yeah, so that's kind of how it goes. But Amanda does enjoy going up there a lot more now.
Mm-hmm. How far is it?
45 minutes.
So it's about like you driving into work every day.
Yeah, it's not bad.
About like that. That's cool.
Yeah, probably 40 minutes max.
Yeah. You get up there and get all crazy headed.
Yeah,
and
I got,
spend the night.
I got really drunk Saturday night.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was drunk.
Were you in the pool drunk?
Yeah, probably.
You need to be careful.
Mm. Yeah,
I wasn't swimming. I was sitting there shooting baskets.
You're probably missing everyone.
Oh, no, I held my own. I'm fine. Don't worry.
There was a lot of drunkenness in my house this weekend because of Jody's family being here.
Yeah.
Can I just point out something about Saturday at the party? I always drink... you guys make fun of me because I like craft beers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I was drinking Michelob Ultras, and not once did I ever complain about it. I was excited. I was enjoying them. So
Okay, but it does count, though, that you had to point out at the party, and then again, like at the party several times, look, I'm drinking the shit beer you're giving me.
It was twice.
You've only provided me with shit beer, and I'm drinking it, and I'm not complaining about it. I'm still having a good time.
That's not what I said.
Pointing out you're not complaining about drinking the quote-unquote shit beer
right.
means you're not complaining.
Right, and then again, now we're in a public forum. I'm going to go ahead and say that even though you only provided shit beer, I drank it and did not complain, and I enjoyed it.
Did I say it was shit beer? Never.
Basically, that's the point you're trying to make.
I just said I enjoyed it, because no matter where I'm at, I'll enjoy whatever I am given. I'm very grateful.
Kind of cheap-ass bullshit. Yeah.
Bit of a snob.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? And then pointing it out of how courteous she was not to call it out for being...
Because you always talking about people when they don't have like your beers.
She's done you a favor by not commenting on this free shit beer that she's drinking that you provided.
I just said, look at me, how happy I am drinking it. I'm so excited and thankful and grateful.
And how much better I am than you.
Oh my God.
You don't like only because I like decent beer, but because I'm not an asshole.
You don't like truffles? Oh my God. You drink Michelob Ultra? I wouldn't piss on that. I wouldn't shove it in somebody else's ass.
But I didn't say that, so.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. A bit of a snob.
Yeah.
Love that.
I wouldn't even know what beer to buy if I'm buying beer for a get-together with people coming. They drink stuff other than domestic beer.
Yeah, where do you start? What's the middle ground where you start with that?
Fat Tire? I've heard of that. Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, is that would that be a safe bet? Shock Top?
Probably.
Yeah, Shock Top's good.
Yeah, OMB. There was a kid getting into the elevator yesterday. He had a huge thing of like mixed beers from OMB, which is over here near us. And he had a bunch of chicken parts, like chicken pieces. So he was going to do some kind of barbecue. I was like, see, that's a barbecue I don't want to go to. If that's all you're providing, a bunch of, you know, shandies or whatever bullshit. I don't know what it is.
Lagers.
Yeah, and like chicken breasts that you're going to throw on the grill.
Not chicken breasts. Ugh.
No thanks.
Some dry chicken.
He was about 100 pounds. I was like, what kind of cool barbecue are you throwing?
Do you even imagine his putting that beer in the refrigerator or in a cooler or anything?
I know, probably not. Probably just drink it warm.
You don't drink it warm.
Hey, what are you talking about?
I've seen those people at food truck display, you know, where they have a bunch of food trucks come out. And they're walking around with a six-pack out in the heat, just drinking right out of it. Ugh. And no cooler.
Ugh.
Drinking that IPA crap.
Heavy, warm beer.
It's yeasty. Yeah. You're like, ugh!
Hoppy.
Hoppy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're wearing like faded jeans that are faded because they've had them since high school with those Teva wraparound Velcro sandals. Yeah.
This one's made with coffee. And it's like, bitch, get
a coffee stout is delicious.
carrying a damn six-pack of bottles and none of them are the same. And they haven't seen ice since they left the store. And you're going to walk around, you know, just being a food truck snob. Oh, well, this one has the lobster roll.
Hey, sit. Shut up.
Sit down. You're just like, you're just a couple of decades away from having been, around John Wayne Gacy's house.
Yeah, for real.
You look like a dweeb, like a homeless person.
A weenie.
Oh, yeah.
He could barely carry, this kid could barely carry the beers. He was like tilted over one side. It's like you got like six chicken breasts and a six pack. Like, stand up. It's weird.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at htj.com/neogenics.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.